It's Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy. You don't have to go to veterinary school to help your pet live a healthier life. Laura Kennedy has more on this edition of GLT's Datebook.
There is a new event in the Twin Cities that focuses on the well-being of your pet. It's the first ever Bloomington Normal Healthy Pet Expo, coming up Saturday, August 5th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Humane Society of Central Illinois. The event has been organized by Gina LaMonica from C&G Pet Sitting, and she approached Madonna Courtright, the Director of Development at the Humane Society, to see if they would like to get on board.
I wanted to organize something for letting the community know about healthy options for their pets, whether it's a service or a product.
So we're talking about more than just getting your pet in for a checkup at the vet. This is like a day-to-day ongoing how to keep your pet healthy.
Correct,
kind of thing.
Yes.
Why did you think this would be a good partnership, Madonna?
Anything that we can do once people get pets, anything we can do to help them keep their pets healthy and happy is very important.
So let's talk about the fun stuff that's going on at this event. We are going to be learning about health and keeping our pets healthy. And one of the things that you will be featuring at the event is massages?
Yes. So I teach pet massage as well as pet Reiki to any pet owners that want to learn it to help bond with their pet, or if their pet's having problems with pain or anxiety, any type of issues with separation anxiety, it's going to be great for that. So just talking about and showing them how pet massage can help their fur babies.
There's also going to be aromatherapy.
The vendor that'll be there should be able to show the pet owners what essential oils are good for pets with different issues.
Well, and also like for us as human beings to have the scents being dispersed in the air in the home would create a much more relaxing environment for them as well.
Yes, that's correct.
You're going to have some fun stuff going on. For example, a pet owner look-alike contest. Tell me about this.
Well, I thought this would be pretty fun for everybody. Basically, we're going to be judging them on how much they look like their pet. I think it should be really fun and funny.
I'm planning when I get a lot older and I'm really sagging of adopting a Shar Pei so that people think I have a twin. There's also going to be a pet costume contest. What are some good ideas, you guys, for some pet costumes?
Well, there's always the standard wiener dog, wiener bun costume.
I relish that.
Oh.
Sorry.
So there'll be several different categories that basically audience applause is what will determine who the winner will be. So be as creative as you can when dressing your pets up for this.
So, Madonna, I understand the police canine unit will be there?
Yes, we had them there last year for our open house. They do a wonderful demonstration so that people can understand how they utilize dogs on the force.
So people need to know that this is not just the Healthy Pet Expo. It's in conjunction with the open house. It's done annually at
Correct.
The Humane Society. Mm-hmm. And you're going to be talking about adoption there as well.
We talk about adoption every day.
You sure do.
Because that's our thing. Yeah. We will be open and we will be letting people come in and
they can visit the animals.
Tour the facility and visit the animals, pet the animals. Yes. And right now we're in kitten overload. We had 41 kittens in house. So we have lots of kitties. It's not just puppies. We have lots of kitties right now. So if you're a cat person and not a dog person, we're the place to go.
Gina, you're going to have some vendors there. Who are some of your vendors?
So we're going to be having a couple different professional dog trainers there, and they will be doing some demonstrations so people can kind of see what they offer for their dogs.
Maybe Bob Ryder from Positive Transformations?
Yes, he will be there, one of my favorites. We'll also be having vendors that are selling things like dog collars, handmade dog collars. Mm. This will be a great opportunity for people to just get out with their family and their pets and have a wonderful day being out and about.
That's Gina LaMonica from C&G Pet Sitting and Madonna Courtright from the Humane Society of Central Illinois. The first ever Bloomington Normal Healthy Pet Expo is Saturday, August 5th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Humane Society in Normal. You'll need to sign a pet waiver prior to joining in at the expo. That's available at bnhealthypetexpo.wordpress.com, or you can fill one out at the expo that morning. I'm Laura Kennedy.
In case it's a hot day, the organizers will have lots of water bowls on hand to help your pets stay cool in the summer sun. You're listening to Sound Ideas on GLT.